Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to our program today. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us as we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is from his classic landmark teaching, Satan's Complete Defeat. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates in the spiritual realm. Who is he? Where did he come from? Is he a God possessing omnipotence? How much power does he have on earth? So much more in this devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat.
As Satan leads them up through the first heavens of the earth's atmosphere, through the second heavens, the planetary heavens of the principalities, the powers, the thrones, the dominions, the rulership, looks like he's home free. As he breaks through the atmosphere of the third heavens, he is startled and stunned because there, God knowing what he said in his heart, God seeing and watching him sow the discord, formulate, and put into action his plan of rebellion, watching and beholding those that had joined him, watching him and knowing his plans, his motives and his desires, God was planning a reception for Mr. Fallen Lucifer, Satan the devil, and his fallen armies of spiritual beings. For there he had been preparing Michael the archangel with all of the other angelic hosts that still sided with God. God had been waiting for the assault and the attack, and he delegated to Michael the archangel, who seems to be an inferior to Lucifer and Satan, delegated power, and to the two-thirds of the spiritual beings, the most part, just the ordinary angel and angelic being. He delegated to them special power, even as he delegates to you and I, his church, his children, his sons, in this day and hour, power over all the power of the devil and the enemy. For even you and I, in our inferior form and body, in this limited side of the sphere of action, as he said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power or authority over all the power and authority of the enemy. And nothing, by no means which he devises, his plots, his methods, his tricks, his wiles, his plans, shall defeat you. But I give you the power, I give you the authority. God gave Michael and his seemingly inferior army power over all of the power of the arch and chief archon and ruler, Lucifer, with his mighty princes. And when they enjoined the battle in the heavens, Michael with his army prevailed and cast Lucifer, Satan, the devil, with his armies out of heaven. Not only didn't God get up, nor the Word of God, whom we know as Jesus, our Lord and Savior now, and the Holy Spirit of God, but God let Michael, just an archangel, in the order of God, the cherubim is the highest order, even greater than an archangel. God gave delegated power and authority to Michael and his angels, and they resisted and prevailed and triumphed. And instead of Lucifer casting God off of his throne out of heaven, Michael cast Lucifer out of the presence of God. And Almighty God then wreaked judgment upon the kingdom he had given to Satan to rule over. Turned the earth upside down. He took it out of its respective orbit and turned the sun away from the earth until the earth became darkened. And the clouds and the firmament and the water thereof fell to the earth. And the earth became a frozen, solid, barren waste and ice ball, staggering and meandering through the heavens, desolate, all the inhabitants of the earth destroyed. All of the solar system in chaos and confusion and rebellion, disobedience. Thus, the fallen, shining and bright one, Lucifer, now having become Satan, the slandering, accusing adversary of God and the creatures of God, has accomplished but one thing: chaos, desolation, destruction of his own empire, rulership and kingdom. Satan is no more the god of the world, because the world's in destruction and chaos. The record is given in Genesis 1:2. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:2 tells us of this great destruction and chaos through the fall and the casting out of Lucifer by Michael out of heaven. The earth was, but the verb should be, became void, desolate, destroyed and empty. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The earth was in a frozen, solid waste and barren desolation. More scriptures to bear that out is found in Jeremiah, the 4th chapter, the 23rd verse, which reads, and I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, they had no light, our atmospheric heavens. God turned the sun and the moon and the light away, turned the earth upside down, wiped it clean as a dish, covered it with water. Out the light of the sun and the heat of the sun, it became an ice ball. Hence, even in our history, we have, when we study geography and geology, the history of our earth, the ice age. That ice age came when God removed the light of the sun, when God covered it with the waters as the clouds and the waters in it fell. Covered the earth without the heat and the light of the sun, froze it into a solid wasteland and desolation, which Jeremiah, by the Spirit, alludes to. And I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. And I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. And I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. And I beheld, and lo, the fruitful places was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord, and by his fierce anger. And that has only happened one time, and that is when God destroyed the kingdom of the earth that Lucifer ruled over, when there was no light, and no birds, and no men, and no cities, and it was all desolate. For in the flood of Noah, there was light, there were birds, there were animals, and there were men. Also in the 24th chapter of Isaiah, the same truth is carried on when God said, I make the earth desolate. I turn it upside down. I wipe it as a dish. Chaos instead of Satan, ruling over a great and vast empire. He is ejected and cast out of heaven with his followers. Rebuffed and repelled. God sends judgment upon his kingdom, upon the earth, upon the heavens. The whole solar system is in chaos, wreck, and ruin. God is not going to leave the world in a condition like that and things in that state. God didn't create the earth to be desolate, but God created the earth to be inhabited, to be peopled, the creatures that he has created that will love him, that will worship him and appreciate him, serve him out of love and gratitude. God surveyed his vast creation, and seeing that he could not trust free moral agents, but they had to be tried and tested. And he saw that he could not put untried and unproven free moral agents into places of responsibility, for the danger was there, even though he made them the wisest and the greatest and the most powerful, that pride could pollute that wisdom, and that they could be drunken with their place of power and fall in condemnation and sin and rebel against his highest will and not trust him as the great all-wise creator that only in righteousness doth judge and make war and does all things only for the good of his creature. God said that I am going to bring my creation back to my original intent, for I am God and I change not. And I created the kingdoms and the heavens, and I created the earth to be peopled with creatures that I can reveal myself to as the great loving, good and noble creator that loves them and does only everything for their good. And knowing the love of God by the word of God and knowing God's ways, even though Satan had now sinned and rebelled and convinced a third of the creatures of God to rebel and led them on their now ill-famous attack even against God himself, repelled, God had every right to destroy every one of them, but knowing God and his infinite love and mercy and grace, he did not. But he gave them space to repent. He gave them time to see the folly of their wickedness and return unto him, but they did not. Satan, so drunk and so polluted and so consumed, yet with the desire and to exalt his throne above God's and to be like God, would not repent, but continued in rebellion and disobedience and excused his defeat. Pre-adventure, the plan was a little premature. Pre-adventure, he didn't take an account of Michael and the other angels, and he would not come back to God. So God said, I must get me another ruler. I must create me another chief prince to rule the earth and the worlds. But this time, I will put them in a probationary sphere, in temporal and temporary settings and surroundings and conditions, and I will use the fallen Lucifer, the slanderer, my enemy, to test them, to see if they're worthy to take their place as the rulers of the world. God proceeded to recreate the earth, as Genesis 1:3 says. Caused the Spirit of God to brood over the darkened waters, the mountains standing in and out of the waters, the earth already created, covered by the floods of God's destruction. Darkness on the deep, but the deep was there. Covering the ground, but the ground was there. Obliterating the mountains, but the mountains were there. And in 6 days, by the power of the Spirit of God, gathered all the waters in one place, and the dry lands appeared, the mountains appeared. Regulated the heavens and the stars and the sun and the moon. He set the cycle of night and day again. He caused the earth to bring forth its herbs and its trees and its plants. He repeopled the skies with the birds and the fowls of the air. He replenished and repeopled the earth with the creeping things and the crawling things, with the cattle, the kine, the oxen. He recreated the domain and the kingdom. He recreated the decorations of flowers and trees, of food, of herbs. He replenished and recreated the subjects of the new rulers, the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, the fish of the sea. And then he proceeded to create the new ruler, the new overseer, the new prophet, the new priest, the new king, the new viceroy of his creation, and in his own image and in his own likeness, out of the dust of the earth that he moistened with the mist to make clay, he made him man. He created him the new ruler, the new archon, the new chief one, the new prince, even of the heavens. For even now man realizes something on the inside, that even the stars and the planets were put under their dominion. And now, with their modern-day technology, they are placing men on the moon and find it desolate and wasted and barren. Chaotic. The evidence is already coming back of the other planets. Chaotic, desolate, and waste. Still the rudiments, still the evidence. The great judgment that God wreaked upon not only the earth, but he wrapped it in ice and darkness. For the moon, the planets, as he has promised again in Revelation, the moon shall be turned into blood and the sun into darkness. For the great and notable, terrible day of the Lord. God created this new ruler, this new chief prince, this new viceroy, to be his prophet, priest, king, in his own likeness, in his own image. Oh, what a slap to Satan, the devil's face. Because Lucifer was not in the image of God, but he was a cherubim. His image was of a cherub, not the image of God. But oh, God, as it were, goaded the devil. He made this new viceroy, this new ruler, this new chief, mighty ruler in his own image. How jealousy, hate, and rage must have welled anew in the heart of the devil. He caught the implications. No, you're not going to be like the Most High, Satan. I am going to make man like the Most High, in my image and after my likeness. That's Lucifer in the beginning. Adam awoke into a glorious paradise, in a world of splendor and beauty. Instead of the music of harps and pipes, he heard the music of the birds, the songs of the exotic warblers of the fowl of the air. Smelt the beautiful fragrance of all the exotic flowers that God in his great infinite wisdom could create. The first thing he beheld was the glorious image of the triune Godhead. For God had said in Genesis 1:27, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Adam woke up, the new ruler, the new viceroy, the new prophet, priest, and king, the very glorious image, and in the likeness of Almighty God. And when he stood up, he did not stand up with a sense of inferiority or fear or condemnation, but he stood as a son of God, in whom God had put so much confidence and wisdom in, that God allowed his son Adam, his new mighty prince, viceroy, prophet, priest, and king, to join in the act of creation and name the creatures that God had created and put under his dominion. For God declared in these accounts, in the Genesis account, that I have placed every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl of the air, every fish and swimmer in the seas, I have placed them under your dominion, and you are the prince and the rulers. Yea, I have placed all things that my hands have made under your dominion. And now, God could have put in the ellipsis. You do not realize the vastness of it. But even the stars and the planets and the principalities and powers and thrones and dominions, yea, everything is yours just under me. If you will diligently hearken to my word and my sole and only commandment, touch not of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because I only want you to know good, and it's not my desire and will that any of my creatures know evil and suffer the consequences and the effects of evil. Then God made him a co-ruler and a co-regent. Said, it's not good for man to be alone. And he breathed upon him, and there was, as it were, a whirlwind on his face. And Adam fell into a deep sleep, and God opened up his side, took out a rib, and built him a helpmeet, a wife, a mate. And when Adam awoke, God presented the woman to Adam, and Adam said, I will call her Eve living, because she is and will be the mother of all living humans. But immediately, Satan ever possessed and consumed with that one heady desire to ascend above the heights, to exalt his throne above the stars of God, to dethrone and unseat God and be as God, saw his opportunity to seize and regain dominion over the earth kingdom that he lost. And immediately after God left the presence of Adam and Eve, Satan transformed himself into an angel of light, entered the garden of God, the paradise of Eden of Adam, not only as Satan, accuser, slanderer, an enemy of God, but now in his office and role as tempter of mankind. And with the same accusations and the same promises that he fell from and caused the angelic host to fall from, he sized up Miss Eve and he slandered and accused God to Miss Eve, because he doesn't change. And he says that the reason why God don't want you to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because God knows that when you eat of that tree, your eyes of your understanding will be open, and you will be like God. And with his same lying, slanderous accusations and lies, and with the same promise to be as God, the thing that made him fall, he set the trap and the snare and ensnared Miss Eve. She believed his lying slanders, fell to the same desire to be like God, not satisfied in the place, in the position that God had placed her. And she succumbed to the temptation, disobeyed God, and then proceeded to seduce Adam. And he succumbed to her seductive charms and joined her in rebellion. But to her awful dismay and the dismay of Adam, instead of being like God, a new sensation, shivered up their spine, stabbed their soul, and for the first time in their existence, fear, terror. And instead of being like God,
hell,
slaves, captive, servants.
Amen. What a revelatory message on Satan's complete defeat by God's servant, Brother Hardy. In this classic teaching, Brother Hardy has answered by the scriptures, who was Lucifer? Who is Satan? Who is the devil? Where did he come from? Is he a god in the sense of deity, being self-existing, self-maintaining, and possessing omnipotence? And just how much power can he exert on earth? When you realize that Satan is not a god, but a created being, then you understand that he is limited. God did not create him to be the devil. He was created as Lucifer, which means light bearer, and was the wisest and most beautiful of God's angels. He was the anointed cherub who led the heavenly worship team. But his own self-focus on his superlative beauty became distorted with pride, and iniquity corrupted his wisdom. When he fell, or rather was kicked out of heaven by Michael the archangel and his faithful angels, he took one-third of the angels with him in his rebellion. Now some people think the devil is all-powerful, but he's only a created being whom God created and has complete mastery over. And not only that, but Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 10:18-19, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. You need to add this inspirational, informative, and timeless subject to your spiritual audio library. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates through the spiritual realm. This devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat, is on a 2-CD set for a love gift of $15 for the radio ministry. Request offer 128. Mail to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or order online at rghardy.org, where you can also order this message on MP3. Again, the offer number is 128, 128 for the 2-CD set, Satan's Complete Defeat, for a minimum love gift of $15. Mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Till next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.